Start. There we go. We got a test going on. This is 11L Radio New York International. Stay tuned for Barry Badman coming up in about an hour and 45 minutes.
Thank you. This is 11L RNI.
Here on the internet.
Good evening, everybody. This is Barry Badman's Lost Jukebox of the 60s. Action. Action is what we want, and action is what we're going to get.
greatest hits of rock with Barry
Badman. Hey, everybody. Yes, this is Barry Badman's Lost Jukebox of the 60s. You bet. We got some unusual things here. We just heard Mickey Dolenz as a solo artist doing Don't Do It. Before that, the Swingin' Medallions doing Turn On the Music. And we opened with Keith Allison, Action, Action, Action. Keith later became a member of Paul Revere and the Raiders. The 60s wouldn't be complete without an anti-drug song. So why don't we play one, an anti-drug song by a band called Renaissance.
Exactly what the past week has been doing to me. You made me realize that my life is worth living. The only gift you have of yourself you've been given. Time is passing of the time, I'm not asking anything except that it leaves us alone. Just you and me in the arms of each other. You telling me that you're loving no other. Have to tell you, the best time in my life is when you came to me. The best gift in life is the love of somebody, and you made me happy that you're loving me. Oh, Vicky, oh, Vicky, Vicky, I love you, baby. You made me happy that
into the brightest day, the brightest feeling and the brightest way. There's got to be a time when the sky turns gray, and then the only thing to do is smile and say, a little rain must fall. Return to gray. There's one thing for certain that you can say. Tomorrow's just got to be a brighter day. The little rain must fall. The little rain must fall. But so the rain had to come. So must the sun someday. Some sunny day. Nothing standing in your way. Not a cloud in the sky. Says goodbye. And even into the brightest day, the brightest the feeling and the brightest way. There's got to be a time when the sky turns gray, and then the only thing to do is smile and say, for the rain must fall.
Like everything else, useful in moderation.
Well, that's a nice jingle, but I'm not Dave the Boogeyman. I'm Barry Badman, and I'm here with some lost 60s cuts. Anyhow, before that jingle with the wrong person, we had Epic Splendor doing A Little Rain Must Fall. I got that 45 when I was about 13 years old in a grab bag, and I really grew to like it. I think I still even have it. Before that, a familiar voice, and probably one of his first times on a record, that was Daryl Hall doing Vicky Vicky. And we started with the Renaissance and our anti-drug message. Dave and I and 11L, we ask you to just say no. That was Mary Jane. Get off the devil's merry-go-round, Mary Jane. Just get off the devil's merry-go-round, okay? Anyhow, the thing about the 60s was so many different styles and, you know, so many different things going on. Here's something that was very late 60s. You know the voice, and this is her working with some people. Very interesting. You'll hear guitars by George Harrison and Eric Clapton, and very interesting cut.
Go with Joe and both of you, go with your tan. Barry
Badman.
Solid gold rock and roll.
We're all playing in the same band. There's enough guitars for you and me. Stand beside your brother and take his hand. Seems the times are changing. Finally, we're all playing in the same band. Sing the song together and you'll see. Let them know forever just where you stand. People must be learning finally.
Summer with a great hippie anthem. We're all playing in the same band. Burt played at Woodstock. He's probably the least famous performer to appear at Woodstock and didn't make the record, didn't make the movie. I don't think not many people probably remember he was even there. Before that, though, one of the famous voices of rock and roll, Ronnie Spector, doing Tandoori Chicken. That was a very brief period where she was signed to Apple for a couple of songs. Never made an album, released a single, produced by George, of course, and he had all his buddies have a great time, as you can hear, and sit in and play with Ronnie with him. Here's another famous voice doing a very familiar song. He did it with a band, and then when he left the band, he said, you know what, I'm going to do it again. And he did. He did it again. Here's She's Not There by Neil McArthur. Strange and different version.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say I'm sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the
told me about her, what could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say I'm sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she acted, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way a woman is. The Messengers were a great garage classic, and before that, the producers of Tommy James and the Shondells, Bo Gentry and Richie Cordell, doing another bubblegummer, Stone Go Getter. Well, it was a lot of fun going through the 60s. Dave, thank you for the opportunity, and here is the regular show.